Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
Research carried out over the summer showed that 28% of people were planning to buy a new car in the next 12 to 18 months. Are we still seeing this buyer confidence in the motor industry as the country heads into lockdowns and indeed potential lockdowns and indeed Brexit? Well, joining me now this morning, we've got Brian Cook. He's the Director General of the Society of the Irish Motor Industry. That's SIMI. He's very welcome. We've also got on the phone Rowena Dooley. She's the Dealer Principal at Dooley Motors in Carlow. You're very welcome, Rowena. And Gavin Hides, the CEO of the Joe Duffy Group, is with us here in the studio as well. So you're all very welcome to the programme. Brian, we might start with you, and you might really... Two things I want to ask you to do. Firstly, you might like outline where the industry is at, how things are, how you've dealt with COVID. And secondly, I wanted to maybe just drill down into some of the budget things that came out earlier in the week. So we'll start with COVID-related stuff. Yeah. What's the state of the industry at the moment?
Yeah, well, the industry was reopened on May the 18th for both sales and service, which was phase one of the reopening. So the industry is open. And by and large, activity has been solid. I think dealers are doing good business, both on sales and servicing, on new car and used cars. But I suppose the context of it is the industry has struggled over the last 3 or 4 years since the Brexit announcement. So while activity has been consistent and solid this year, we're actually coming off quite a poor base.
Okay. You know, and again, if we move then to, say, the budget, was there anything in there that, you know, excited your members? Was there anything in there that you feel you can't live with? Mm. What about this trend towards electric vehicles? Have they got that right in terms of how, you know, the tax piece of that is made up?
Well, I think on the electric vehicle side, the government has been very positive. It's given supports on registration taxes and supports on grants, and it's important that they continue. I think on the bigger picture stuff, certainly our members were excited by the budget, but not in a good way. There were tax increases across the board, even on the average family car. So I think we're very disappointed with the budget. It was a missed opportunity for the government. We are open for business. We've got the January selling period coming up, and they could have generated a lot of money for the exchequer, protected the jobs there, and actually reduced emissions by getting more new cars into the fleet and getting rid of older cars by actually reducing VRT. But they've actually done the opposite. But notwithstanding that, I think if customers are looking to buy a new car in January, the VAT rate for the first 2 months of the year is still 21%, not 23%.
That's a big piece on a high ticket item.
It is, yeah. And in addition, residual values of used cars have held up really well this year. Mm. So if anybody has a trade in, or if anybody is looking to buy a car on finance, there is equity in their car and there are finance deals available.
Okay.
So if people are looking for a new car, January will be a good time to buy.
Let's talk to Rowena Dooley there, down in Dooley Motors, down there in Carlow. Rowena, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Tell me a little bit about your business. Tell me how you've been getting on for the last 6 months or so. And tell me also what you think about, what are your predictions around trends and how people are buying cars. So a couple of questions there for you.
Sure. Well, I'll start with a little bit about Dooley Motors. We're in business over 30 years. We're a main Kia and Ford dealership, and we have a CVRT test centre. We employ about 36 people here in Carlow, and we are planning on hanging around for a little bit longer.
Fair play.
Yeah. The second question in relation to COVID and
How all that's been and what you've had to do to change your business model, Rowena.
Yeah, a number of things, I suppose. Like everybody, we had to comply with the government guidelines and regulations, but we've introduced some measures that are above and beyond, you know, like thermal imaging, fever defense, temperature gauging. And, you know, we're lucky, like many other dealerships and businesses in our market, in that we mostly operate out of well-ventilated, spacious, big showrooms and, you know, vast workshops. And some of our businesses also conducted outside. So we've managed to work within the guidelines and keep people safe reasonably comfortably. And we provided safe places for people to come and browse. But a lot of the business, though, has moved, as you say, towards online, and their focus have certainly had to address that side of the business. A lot more people are, you know, educating themselves online, or a lot more educated before they ever come in towards into the dealership. A lot more bookings online, appointments online.
Yeah, and that's probably, there's probably up and downside to that, is there, Rowena, in the sense that maybe somebody doesn't have to visit that often in terms of coming to the decision to actually buy a car. But
that's true.
But I suppose
right,
maybe they have more choice online. Is that one of the downsides?
Well, Bobby, when they do come into the showroom and come, or even pick up the phone and speak to us, they're very serious about buying. Where the days of people going around from showroom to showroom to showroom is all but gone.
Tire kickers are over. Is that what you're telling us?
Well, I wasn't going to say
that's
that.
Breaking news. Okay, let's talk to our third guest, Gavin Hydes. He's the group CEO of Joe Duffy Group. You're very welcome, Gavin. Tell us a little bit about Joe Duffy Group. How many showrooms do you operate?
Bobby, thank you. We have 18 different facilities. We represent 23 brands.
Wow.
We employ just short of 550 people, and our facilities are based across the island of Ireland.
Okay, so like then, Rowena, you might outline for us how things have been for the last 6 months, Gavin. What sort of things have you had to do to operate safely?
Well, whilst during the lockdown period, our businesses were physically closed, we were digitally opened. So we have a very high-profile website, which generated a lot of traffic. And during lockdown, we had a lot of visitors, so we're still able to transact online. So we obviously, when we opened up, there was a mixture of pent-up demand caused by the closed, and particularly after-sales. Our after-sales businesses were closed for a period. There was a good bit of pent-up demand, and we found after sales to remain fairly positive. Used cars have a lot of people looked to buy a used car, particularly with maybe more concerns about public transport and the like.
Yeah, so is that a potential? And again, it's a negative, obviously, that, you know, people can't use public transport to the same capacity. But has it meant more people driving singly? Into town every day in cars because public transport isn't an available option?
Well, there's been a demand for some smaller cars because of that. So we have experienced used car strong demands. We are seeing people maybe a little bit little bit nervous of travelling, and used cars in particular have been quite strong. New cars has been obviously more of a challenge. But yeah,
right. And tell me this, Gavin. Somebody doing a test drive now, how does that work? You know, because I was just thinking about it, you know, social distancing, masks. Walk us through a typical experience of somebody wanting to take a nice BMW for a test drive.
Well, then, you know, pre-COVID, a test drive would be an accompanying test drive. So you'd go out for a test drive and you'd have the salesperson there with you to go through and explain the controls. Pre-COVID, certainly across our businesses, we've provided unaccustomed test drives for our customers, which is a positive. It means the customer is on his own in the vehicle. Prior to going into the vehicle, we explain the controls and the functions and bits and pieces, either in person or digitally. So I think that might be one of the positives of the COVID thing, is customers now, when they've got an opportunity to test drive a car, they can do so on their own, and they can familiarise themselves with it. Hopefully most of them bring the cars back.
Without some garage guy breathing down their neck, isn't that it?
Absolutely.
Let me go back to Brian Cook, the Director General of CIMI. Brian, we talked there earlier about electric cars. Last year, electric cars were 2.5% of all new car sales. This figure this year is more likely to be 4%. Mm. But it's still a minuscule figure. It always surprises me, given all the talk and, you know, around electric cars, that 4%, and that's an upside, it's still a tiny figure.
Yeah, but I mean, it is very new technology. I mean, going hand in hand with the commencement of the electrification of the Irish car fleet, which will take a good few years. We need to see an infrastructure put in place as well. And again, I think the SAAI have been given more money to to help embed an infrastructure in Ireland as well. But that number of 4%, that will grow significantly next year. So, you know, we would hope maybe even for 8% next year. So there will be a big growth. There's also plug-in hybrids as well, where people who don't have the confidence or even the budget to go fully electric can get into a plug-in, and they will get the experience of driving on
it
electric.
It almost brings them closer, is what you're saying.
And I think there are also incentives for the taxi fleet. I think if people experience driving an electric car, that's the best sales pitch for them, because they are, particularly in city centre settings, they are a joy to drive.
Yeah.
They're so easy to drive. So, but that number will grow year on year. I mean, next year, still over 90% of cars sold will be traditional combustion engine cars. But, you know, we've come from zero effectively 2 or 3 years ago to maybe close to 10% over the next 18 months. So I think that is a big step.
Rowena, just going back to people considering maybe buying a car, there's some word out there that there's some, you know, people haven't gone on a holiday, they're not eating out, they're not going to the pub, and that maybe that certain families may have, the lucky ones, they may have some disposable income that they didn't have and will now choose to use that money to upgrade on a car. Are you seeing any evidence of that on the ground?
Yeah, most definitely, Bobby. People are, you know, big ticket item spends other than their house is a holiday, and that's not after happening for most people this year. So they may have built up their deposit, and particularly with, as Brian mentioned, very competitive finance rates that are available, sometimes in many instances 0%. So people are choosing that second big ticket item as a car. We're also seeing where people, students or people are not having to physically be at in a university city or university town, so they're educating online. So they're possibly looking at buying a used car for the limited amount of time they need to be in college and still staying at home. So
that's interesting, isn't it? That trend would develop. And again, it's a kind of a byproduct of something that you wouldn't imagine, that they're, because they're not going up full time, they'll need to drive up and down more, hence the need for a second hand car.
Yeah, rather than spending on a deposit for accommodation. Yeah, we're certainly seeing that now.
Right. I have a couple of texts coming in you might help me with. The first one, maybe Gavin, you might help me with, is from Kevin. He says, are most dealerships taking trade-ins? It's actually very hard to get rid of a car, I find. That's from Kevin. What's the status on trade-ins? If a car is in reasonably good nick, are you interested in doing it as part of the deal?
We're certainly very interested in part exchange and either buying cars against or used cars, or we'll buy the car should you just wish to dispose of it. So most car retailers are physically looking for used cars, so there's not a lack of appetite to buy cars at the moment.
And where are we at with the imports, second-hand imports from the UK? Is that number going up or down?
Well, imports have been a big part of our market for a long period of time. One of the things that's happened with COVID is there's maybe a less reluctance to go into the UK for the imports, which has helped our indigenous cars, because they have, particularly the older ones, have increased in value, dare I say. So imports have been a big part of our industry over the past 4 years. Certainly pre-Brexit, we expect that they may become less of an important, which hopefully will stimulate our indigenous car market. We might see a resurgence in new car sales, which is what we're hoping for.
So is it the sector's prediction that there will be less imports from the UK post-Brexit?
I think whatever Brexit deal is done with the UK government will impact on that. Certainly, historically, if when sterling's very weak, imports go up. So we'd hope sterling will either strengthen, or the Brexit deal will mean we have WTO tariffs, so cars may not come in. So It would certainly be positive for the industry and for people who have Irish cars should there to be less imports into our country.
Brian, there's another text here that says electric car sales in Norway are 50%. Why not here?
Well, the Norwegian government puts in over €1 billion a year into its electric vehicle project, and that's actually funded by a lot of money they generate from fossil fuels.
I know, so the North Sea oil.
We don't have the capacity or the financial wherewithal to actually do that. And I think, as I said, I think the government are doing the best they can on the electric vehicle side. I do think if the Department of Climate Change and the SAAI can get a bit more money, that can only help. But we don't don't have the financial firepower to do what Norway are
doing. All right.
Doing.
Rowena, there's a good text here which I think you'll like. It's from Jake. Should you always barter on the price in a dealership? What do you make of that text?
Well, that's he's right, definitely. Yeah, there's always a little bit there. Yeah.
Well,
the point that Gavin made is very true. Never has there been a time where dealers are trying to source used Irish cars. The valuations have stayed strong, and also this year we've seen a reduction in mileage because people have been at home, not been on the school run, working from home. So that has added to the value as their mileage has kept quite steady. Or even lower than annual. So there's never been a better time to come in with your trade in particular.
With the bargain in mind, and then yes. Say, okay, I wonder how much I can get off that shiny new Merc or
new
whatever
one.
It is. No
yes.
problem. I have to say I'm one of those people who always barter, no matter what the price is, but to the embarrassment of my kids who hate it when I get into negotiation mode. We'll give you the last word, Brian. Just if we look forward to January, are you optimistic as a group, as a sector? It's been rough, it's been tough, but do you see any light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, it has been a tough few years for the new car sector in particular. I think the key obviously is going to be what happens with COVID, and the health of the nation is the most important thing. What we need more than anything is a strong economy will mean a strong or a new car market. And I think that's the most important thing, is that we deal with COVID and we deal in Brexit and we support business in a way that will allow them to flourish.
Okay. Listen, well said. And thank you to all the motor dealers, Brian Cook, Rowena Dooley and Gavin Hyde. Thank you very much for joining us.